I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Man, that is a,
Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Liberty Core Real Estate is your homegrown real estate broker. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, whether personal or investment, Armando, aka Brian, and Megan Michaels' company is ready to serve you. With Command Center in Old Town Elkhorn and agents all throughout the metro, they are more than ready to guide and serve you in your next real estate endeavor. Whether your next move needs to happen now or in 5 years, call or text Armando at 402-770-2165 to get your questions answered. In a special offer for F3 Nation PAX members, Liberty Core will donate $250 to your sponsor of choosing for every closed transaction. Stop looking, start finding today with Liberty Core Real Estate.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
And we're back. Man, I'm super jazzed for this. These guys have both been on the show as individuals, but are here today to give us a sort of a special update about something that I think a lot of guys are aware of. They know that this is something that is really close to our hearts here in Omaha, but really talking to us about some things in the third F space today. I've got my man Sparty, man, founding SiteQ, founding forefather, I feel like, of too many things for me to even name. And then another founding SiteQ and our man, Jean-Claude. I think my favorite story about JC is he showed up to his first workout as a FNG pre-runner. I think that he might have been the first one of those guys that we have. But man, you know, I don't get to see these guys a ton, but I'm just always amazed at how handsome they are. They just look really, really good today on this Friday afternoon. But so fellas, the reason that we've got you on today is because we really want to bring the PAX some news about the F3 Omaha Foundation and kind of the some of the history there, maybe for the newer guys, and then also maybe future direction. So maybe where we'll start, Sparty, with you, if you want to just kind of talk us through some of the initial happenings with what we call the F3 Omaha Foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are really excited. Thanks for giving us this opportunity and platform to share with the PAX, you know, what we have going on. And just thought it'd be really good if a lot of the guys that are newer to F3, or maybe they've been around and they know some of the story behind the foundation or scholarship, if they could kind of hear like how this all really started and originated. And so I started in F3 in August of 2019, and I really started getting into it thickly with during COVID. And as we battled through COVID, we had a lot of really awesome opportunities for small groups and getting to know guys. And then we got into the summer, and there's a lot of unrest in the cities, things that were going on. And so I felt this burden on my heart that I really wanted to do something more. I felt really compelled, like I was considering quitting my job and starting something. And luckily I was in a position at the time that my employer allowed me the opportunity to do things outside of work that I enjoyed. And so I found on Twitter, actually, there's an F3 group in South Carolina that had done this big 9/11 event. They raise money, they give a scholarship to a football player from their local school, and that was really awesome. So I reached out to the guys that were posting on it and just learned a little bit more about it and thought more deeply about what I'm passionate about. And honestly, what I was able to find is the problem I wanted to solve, the ultimate problem, which is obviously we're wanting to invigorate male community leadership. What I wanted to do is kind of accelerate this at a younger age and start to help young men, because I really like this idea of providing a scholarship. And so I went to Tater Tot and Wait Time. At this time, they had just transitioned the Nantan from Wait Time to Tater Tot. It was the summer of 2020. And I just said, hey, I got this idea. I talked to these guys. I think it'd be really cool if we started a scholarship. And with that, if we could also mentor these young men. And so Tater Tot's like, I like this idea. You know what we should do is let's get together. Let's get Lemon Law, who at the time was the third FQ. And he had to get Big One because Tater Tot couldn't make any decision back then without talking to Big One. And so the five of us got together. We had breakfast, kind of talked through it. They liked it. And then the idea got thrown out there that, you know what, we should probably just start a nonprofit to do this. Well, in order to do that, we need a lawyer. So next thing you know, we get no-dos into the mix, but now we got an even group of guys. So we needed to vote and add another person. And so we landed on Brazilian. It was kind of a unanimous decision at the time. So we ended up having seven guys that established what we believed at that time, F3 Omaha Foundation. And we had no idea what we were going to do in the first year as far as like how much money we were going to raise, how many guys we give scholarships to. But I had this idea that we were going to have this workout. We're going to put these people through a grueling exercise that was similar to like a Spartan race, which is where I got my name, Sparty, but without any of the equipment. But we wanted to really create something that was really hard. And so what we decided to do is we put together a committee. And that first year, we assigned Bubbles and Khakis to design this workout. And Khakis came up with the idea of, he's like, you know what we're doing? We're really like building a foundation, and like this is like bricklayering. We should call this the Brick Builder. And so shout out to like Khakis for coming up with this idea. But the first year we did this actually at Creighton Prep because Boys Town's campus was closed, and we were able to raise roughly about $20,000 in that first year. We were super excited. And the other real big challenge with this is not only did we want to, you know, create scholarships and mentor and we had all these great ideas, we didn't know how to find applicants. But what we were able to do in the rest of like 2020 going to 2021 was we started partnering with some local organizations, North Star and Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And we actually just shared the application with them. And they were able to identify young men that we were looking for, that we wanted to essentially say, like, we believe in you, we support what you've been doing, and we want to help you out. And really what we're looking for with the scholarship is just young men that have shown leadership within their community, maybe have some financial difficulties that we could help with, and someone that we think could either we could have a huge impact on their lives, or vice versa, they could have a big impact on F3. And so that's kind of how it originated. In that first year, we ended up giving out two scholarships to young men, Andre Williams from Omaha North, and then Shabazz Anderson from Roncalli. We gave both of them $8,000. And the way that we decided to do this from the get-go was whatever we committed to them, we'd split it up over 4 years, and then we would pair them up with a mentor. And so it's been really awesome to see Andre, also known as Tron in the Gloom, comes out occasionally. He's going to graduate this spring, and he and U-Haul have continued to meet on a regular basis, and that was really how it all started back in 2021.
Oh, it's phenomenal. It's so cool, and I love, and you use this term, and maybe guys will go and look this up, but the ULP, right, the sort of ultimate life purpose, or am I saying that right, or ultimate problem? Remind me again what is that?
Yeah, it's the problem. And it's where you find, you know, like your mission in life is how are you going to solve it?
Which in essence, right? I think Pony and I have been doing these interviews for a long time. And that's, to me, what I see is that's a huge way that we're helping guys reinvigorate male community leaders, right? Is like empowering guys to figure that out. What is that? What are you here for? What are you trying to do with it all? And I love the way you sprung into action. I would be curious, as things are coming to fruition, like, did it feel real for you? Like at what point were you like, holy cow, I actually convinced this group to do my idea. Like how did that feel?
It was probably actually during the Brick Builder. JC was a part of the crew that helped put that together and run it the first year. And it was just kind of remarkable to us. We practiced it a couple times to see how it flow. And then to like actually show up that day and see people running around and pushing themselves and having fun, and all the people that were volunteering, were having a blast. And it was like, wow, this is really happening. That's probably when it hit me, was that first year. But the great thing though, Plague, is that every single year there's a moment, for me that it really just hits hard, and it's showing that this is real and we are having an impact. And it means the world to me how many people have, said that they also believe in this, and they're helping out and they're a part of it in some sort of fashion. It really means a lot to me. So.
Heck yeah. Well, I love it. I think, you may have some exciting news for us to share, but I guess just kind of current state, right? We've got, so this is the F3 Omaha Foundation. There's a few sort of like, little things I want to clear up for guys, right? Because we, just based on things that have come up over the years, right? Like, okay, F3 is free. So what's this foundation thing, right? Where, you know, so maybe you could talk us through that, just a little bit, to clear up for any guys that are sort of confused about this free men's workout organization having a foundation. Cause we've been very intentional, I think, around the yeah. sort of messaging there.
Yeah. And so this was probably the biggest obstacle that we had to overcome. From the get-go was, you know, we always talk about being free. It's one of our core principles, but yet here we are, we're raising money. And so what we really wanted to do was, by creating the nonprofit and making it, you know, legit, and sharing with people where the funds were going. And like we the first year we actually gave a breakdown of all the money that we made and where it got paid out. And we've continued to track it that same way. We haven't communicated it out, but we always wanted there to be an understanding that there's a separation. Like, you can be completely involved in F3 Omaha and it is free. You continue to do all those things. And then there's opportunities with a nonprofit that is, you know, adjacent to F3 Omaha, that if you feel compelled to give back to the community, or, you are inspired to help out with this scholarship, you are welcome to donate. But nobody is asking you to, nobody's forcing you to, it's not required. And there's no profit from this. There's nobody that is making money, from F3 Omaha. Every dollar that comes in is ear tagged to be spent. So yeah.
Heck yeah. I love it. And apparently Pony's offended that, you didn't ask him to be one of those initial lawyers. So he dropped off. anyway, we'll edit that out. You know, so we've got, you know, so over the years, right? Because this was, when did this get formed? This was like,
yeah. So the first year we did it was the spring of 2021. And so, you know, what kind of transpired from that year was a lot of learning. And that first event was in June, and a few months later, Chris Gradiville, also known as F3 Nugent, had passed away in September 30th. Of 2021. And our next board meeting that we had after that incident, I proposed it to the board of, hey, I feel compelled to, you know, actually put a title to this scholarship and name it in honor of Chris. And it was immediate and unanimous that everyone's like, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. And so, when people hear the Chris Gradiville Community Leader Scholarship, we named it after him. So I think it gives us a lot more purpose behind it. It's a way to help carry on his legacy. For those that don't know Chris's backstory, he actually, for a long time when he lived in Spokane, was a mentor for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And so when this originated, he was really fired up about it. He thought it was a great idea and loved it, obviously, because he had his own experience with doing that. And so in year two, any recipient going forward, we communicated with them, you know, Chris's story and what this means. And now they're a part of his legacy and carry on the story that, you know, he brought to us in this world. And so we're now 4 years into it. We've raised and committed $152,000. We've wow. helped with 13 young men from Omaha all go to college and, you know, continuing to provide the scholarships for them. Everybody also has a mentor. which has been really awesome to see. You know, some of these really latch on and they're great, strong relationships. Some take a little bit more time, but the great thing is there is no script for it. People always ask me, like, what's my expectation? Just be yourself, be involved. You guys kind of figure out how it works best for you. And I think it's been a really good experience. I know for me, I'm mentoring two of the young men, and everybody that I've talked to that, you know, has been really engaged with their recipients are very grateful for that opportunity. So.
Man, I love it. Say that number again.
$152,000.
Wow. $152,000 in 3 years.
4 years.
4 years. I mean, heck, that ain't that. That's, yeah, that's really good, right? And I don't know. It's just a testament, right, to this community that we get the chance to live in, and this, and then you guys have put this structure around it. I'm curious. So looking at JC here, man, JC, where did you come in to the picture with the foundation, other than just being a handsome devil that you are?
Yeah, fortunately, that's not one of the criteria for me getting accepted into the foundation. I can tell you, over the past 5+ years being involved, as I've participated and been engaged longer, my vision has expanded. So by whether it was site queue to sector leadership to planning committees, to me, it really felt like a way to amplify the impact of my efforts across the broader spectrum than as I matured into the organization. And for me, it was just a natural progression in calling someone with a servant's heart to do something and hopefully have an impact that improves the lives of those that come after you mm-hmm. and improves the process and capabilities of those that come after you. So I was, we had some folks cycle off the board. Lemon Law had ended up moving. So there was a position that opened up for whatever reason. They had an application process and I don't know why, but they tapped me to step in. The existing board tapped me to step in. And I can say I entered originally and not, I don't say uniquely, along with a bit of skepticism, like not knowing how this was, not understanding the impact, how are these decisions being made. Mm-hmm. So I came in really with a different perspective, like, okay, how do we communicate to the pact at large as they continue to grow? And not only motivate them to want to be a part of this, but then also provide the conduit to support those with individual efforts. Because as we've grown from one sector to soon to be four, as I understand it, you can't keep track of everything. I remember the khakis challenge of us being able to go to in the month of January, February, every AO.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a physical impossibility now. So how do you build something with a vision to the future that expands and grows with the organization? And that's where I really felt compelled to participate and to lend my perspective and my energy. And so in this past cycle, in May, I was asked to step into the role of president. Nice. And so I came in with a vision that was, I would like to believe, universally accepted. As I was asked prior to nominations, I did present forth. I wanted to re-communicate our vision and mission for the F3 Omaha Foundation at large and help the PACs understand avenues to access and utilize the F3 Omaha Foundation. So that was one. Get our messaging right. Everything from illustrating our structure, showing people how to participate, showing people how to give meaningfully, and the results. So amplifying that transparency of the work we've done. I would be very interested to know how many people were actually aware that we have scholarshiped over $150,000 right. in the past 4 years. And not only that, we're graduating our first scholarship recipients. And imagine the network of individuals that they can call on for internships as they enter the workforce, not only in the Omaha metro area, but nationwide. Mm-hmm. And that to me is one of the most fulfilling components as like I said, an original skeptic of like, why is all the money going to this one function? Like it is so amazing if you open your heart and your mind to the possibilities of what we can do by simply just being intentional with our funds. So yeah. Increasing that transparency, re-communicating how that money is being used, right? Mm-hmm. And then trying to develop and grow an infrastructure of the organization, the F3 Omaha Foundation organization, by providing subcommittees, coordinating through the sectors, developing a plan gifting, since we are a 501c3, enabling individuals, if they're compelled to give on a scale that's larger and have the ability to have corporate matching, that you can A, do some plan gifting or one-time gifting, B, you can submit that to corporate match and amplify those dollars. And then also with Sparty's focus and dedication, has in the past been, you know, as the foundation as a whole, you know, focused to allow him to develop this Gradiville event and the Gradiville scholarship and provide him support on the back end of everything else. Mm-hmm. So what he didn't share was, you know, this year the Brick Builder raised $25,000 for a one-time event. Wow. Over half that money came from sponsors alone. So yeah. Him out there pounding the pavement, getting these corporate sponsors engaged, getting them compelled to gift. And then we didn't even ask for a donation to register for the Brick Builder. We just wanted the people to come out. But mm-hmm. when we removed that request, the donations totaled over $12,000. So I think, so you cool. know, that in no small part is by providing the support mechanisms, right? So as Sparty transitions into focusing on the Gradiville subcommittee and us having a general fund committee, us having a third F committee, also affording those PACS members the ability to engage in those subcommittees. We think our best resource are the resources of the people we have. And who better than those that have led in the past? So if you are a former site queue or a former sector leader or someone who just cares and wants to give back, I want you to reach out to us in the foundation because what we're trying to build is something that exists and grows over time. And we can't mm-hmm. do that in this vacuum of the original Redwoods and the Sarpy Sequoias, and as the West sector grows, like it can't be that small of a network. We have to grow and expand. So one of our initiatives is to get engagement across those sectors, because that's nice. Only going to amplify the efforts that we have.
Yeah, you know, I can't help but think back. Both of you, right, former PsyQs, founding PsyQs, when we interviewed you previously, those interviews include a lot of passion around the third F. I think JC, we even called your episode was called like third F blood sport or something, because we were relating it back to Jean-Claude. And just to hear that, to feel that energy, right, just gets you sort of pumped. And I know for a fact there are guys out there that have that same energy around being able to serve in the community. So what better spot, right, than, you know, kind of elevating or expanding that reach within F3, right? Hear a lot of guys say, you know, F3's given so much to me and I want a way to give back. And so it sounds like part of this, right, you guys are not only expanding the reach, but you're expanding the leadership opportunities within the organization, which is like totally on mission, right? I love hearing about that. I guess I would be curious, you know, as you're thinking about so this transition or is sort of already underway, right? It sounds like mm-hmm. we're sort of in the new world, we're headed this way. What's the best way for a guy to reach out? Is that a text message to one of you, or is that through the website, or talk me through just kind of the maybe the details there. If I'm interested yeah. and I want to get more info, yeah. where do I go?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm really glad you asked. I'm going to let Sparty talk a little bit about one of the primary effort of the website. I think anybody that's been to the F3 Omaha website can say with relative certainty it's kind of challenging to find ways to monetarily give and gift. So that was one of our initiatives. Before I take that over, I want to just emphasize what the mission statement of the F3 Omaha Foundation is.
Yeah, yep.
And that is, as a charitable supporter, we want to equip and enhance the F3 mission of Omaha through generosity. Very broad, right? We are a charitable supporter. That is nothing more, nothing less, right? And the general fund's purpose statement, so we have the Gradiville and the general fund. The Gradiville's purpose statement is to create an ongoing fundraising campaign to support F3 Omaha PAC's charitable causes through matching funds. So we are not inclined to just go out and identify. We want PACs that are motivated to about a cause or a charity that's important to them for us to be able to provide financial support to work they've already done. Okay. Nice. So it's about matching and amplifying the work that individuals have done. So we're not asking anybody to stop doing what they're doing, right? The Heartland Hope, any of the numerous food pantry items, the coat drives, that doesn't stop. What we want to be able to amplify the impact that everybody's doing. So I'm going to let Sparty take over because he's going to have a two-prong. He's going to talk to you about the website, but then he's also going to share the mission statement of the Gradiville Scholarship too.
Yeah, and really quick, just what I want to shout out is your use of a vape. From an F3 standpoint, right? Vision, articulation, persuasion, and exhortation. So, yeah. So not only F3 organization, but using some really great F3 principles in how we're leading this. I just, I'm a fanboy. I think you guys are doing some awesome work. So Sparty, tell us a little bit about some of the initiatives with the website.
Yeah, so right now, if you go to the website, you go to the F3 Omaha Foundation link, it's all dedicated to the scholarship at this point. A lot of that was just contributed to when we initially added that to the website. It was to get the application out there to the high school men, but then it was also to get registered for the Brick Builder event. And then we added the events that we do in February to have an auction, and it's just time to get together and raise funds. So that's what it's always been up to this point. And so when we made a conscious decision as a board that we wanted to go the direction where we provided a general fund so we could support the rest of the PACs, we realized that this was something that we really needed to spend some time updating to make it a little bit more clear, make it easier to navigate, also make it easier to donate to whichever cause. And if anybody ever has any question, they should be able to go to the website and get all the answers right there. So just, you know, working with our awesome team, you know, we were able to develop just a simple landing page for the F3 Omaha Foundation. And within there, it's going to break down the two different sides. So you'll see what the general fund is, the mission statement, what its purpose is. And you can essentially go through and click that link, and it's going to give you the opportunity to donate and fill in your information. And then we're going to have a separate piece where you can click on a link for the scholarship. And that's where you're going to find all the things that exist today. So the application, the Brick Builder, the event in February that we always host. And so we really wanted to bifurcate the two on the website. So it was very clear and concise, and it made it easy for the PACs to actually go there and learn. And it's a lot more useful. And so I think that clarity is going to be a lot better for the PACs. So there's a lot of guys that still today ask questions, and they didn't realize that the general fund is something that we've been trying to do. It's just hasn't had really any push behind it or communication. And so that's really what's led to a lot of these changes. And part of that was we had to make the decision, like, are we going the route? Like, are we just going all in on the scholarship and this is us? And if that's the case, that's fine. Or do we want to open it up? And when we did decide to go with the two-prong approach, I raised my hand and I said, hey, guys, I love this. I support it. I am not the guy to lead it. I don't have the time or energy. I didn't even set out to create a foundation. I just wanted to do a scholarship. And so it was a really good transition time. that we not only transitioned leadership from myself to Jean-Claude, which is, you know, not unique to F3. This is how we do our leadership structure and pass on the torch. But we also opened up some more board seats. So Nodos and Brazilian, you know, they thank everyone for their time. And they did a tremendous amount of work, especially Nodos from the legal standpoint. And it opened up opportunities to more PACs. And so going back to your original question of like, where can you go find this stuff? Or like, who can you talk to? Maybe it's important to know who's on the board. Because those are the direct people you can ask questions to. And they're all over the entire sector. So you got Jean-Claude, you got Big One. You got myself, Tater Tot, Wait Time, Vandalay, Hard Hat, Firewalker, and Baby Shark.
Nice.
So it's very well represented, I think, throughout Omaha. So, like, if you ever see those guys, any one of them, they're going to be the best person. Just ask face-to-face, shoot a text to them. They'll give you that information. But also the website. It's a lot easier now to go there, find the information you need, and understand, you know, everything that we're there to offer. And so the other thing that JC wanted me to share was just the mission of the scholarship. And it's just to continue to invigorate education and leadership skill and development in young men. And the scholarship awards between $500 to $5,000 per year to currently enrolled high school seniors and or college students who have demonstrated the values of F3, including giving selflessly of themselves to improve their communities. And so I don't know if you caught something there, but when we actually created this, we didn't want to just be in a bucket where it had to be high school seniors. There could be people that take a year or two off and they could apply, or there could be someone that goes to Metro for 2 years and graduates and they want to go to a 4-year school and they need a scholarship. Like, it's available to all of them. They don't have to be 18 graduating that spring. So we wanted to make sure we're open to all opportunities, with helping young men. So
I love that. I'm a little disappointed because initially I think I put in the request that there was a burpees per minute sort of requirement for the scholarship, but I understand why you didn't add that. Just a little disappointed. No, I'm kidding. I am curious, and I'm sure guys listening are too, a little bit on, you know, the general fund, right? So like if they've got another nonprofit that they're working with, sort of what you're saying is the nonprofit to nonprofit sort of collaboration is really where this general fund is meant for.
Yeah. That's what we're best equipped to do at the moment. I don't want to say we are excluding anything, but it would be easiest for us. For example, when we had the Heartland Hope toy drive, currently it's just by word of mouth request to a board member. And I can tell you, we'd love nothing more than to award some additional money between now and the end of the year. Our sole focus is to put that money to work, not sit on it and get 4% in money market or CDs. That is not the goal of the general fund. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait Time is heading up the general fund committee. And they are putting together a gifting campaign season that hopefully aligns with everything else on the calendar, have a start and stop, and us coming up with a framework of how much we can gift over a period of time. Because we're in our infancy, we're not as robustly equipped as of last account. There's about $5,000 in the general fund, and we gave away $500. So.
It's super more, cool.
Yeah. My focus for everyone is if you care about charitable intent, get on a committee, right? Get on a committee. We have the Gratterville committee. We have the engagement committee, website and social media. I can tell you, we would love support on the website, working through these planned gifting, the application process, communication. You know, we're working in hand with the third FQs, the comms queues, everyone in the infrastructure, but we don't know everybody, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Yep. If you have resources and you want to have an impact on something bigger than yourself, we would love for you to consider the F3 Omaha Foundation, and we will plug you in a place that can provide you fulfillment and impact.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I love it. And you know, there's so many legal, finance, tax implications, right, with starting a business or an organization like you guys have done. So I just to clarify that for guys, I appreciate you going into the details there. And what a cool thing to be able to, like, Sparty, I love your comment. Like, I didn't even know we were starting a foundation. and now we have this as another opportunity. So I really do hope guys will reach out and engage. You know, something that, you know, as we're kind of just thinking about where we're at now in life, something we kind of like to ask our guests, would just offer you guys sort of a, like, you know, maybe it's foundation related, maybe not, but anything you need, prayers, encouragement, support otherwise outside of the initial foundation sort of call to action there.
JC, you're the president. You go first.
I will tell you, Plague, F3 has provided me with more blessings and fulfillment in my life than I could have ever asked for. And not everybody in this world has access to that amount of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. I have my health. I have my family. I have my friends. I would ask everybody to pour their heart into those that aren't as fortunate as someone like myself. When I look back on my tough days, they're not very hard. Mm-hmm. They really aren't, because I'm surrounded with love and support of these men and my family. And I wish everybody could have that level of support in their life.
Heck yeah. I love it. Sparty, how about you, brother?
Just incredibly grateful again for the opportunity and just so much outpouring of support, care, time people have put in, money people have donated. It's incredible. I feel very loved from that. And I'm just eternally grateful. And I don't know if I could ever say thank you enough to the PACs. And I also, in doing this back in 2020, part of my hope was that I really hope that the PACs can see that I was just somebody that was inspired and motivated, and I had something that I felt was a calling, and I went out and tried to lead something, and I surrounded myself with awesome people that also wanted to follow. And I hope other guys get that same inspiration, whatever it is. And you don't have to get it today. It could be in 6 years, whatever. Just know that there's a lot of help and support in this group. If you don't know who to talk to, start with a site queue, go to a third FQ, talk to somebody in the foundation. There's always going to be opportunities to help people. So don't think that the foundation is the end all be all. If you feel inspired and you want to help out and make an impact in your community, which is the whole point of F3, lean on your brother and we'll help you out.
Awesome. Well said. Yeah. And that, you know, just praying that guys would be inspired, be stirred up, you know, be excited. It sounds like we've got some exciting things to come. And I just want to say thank you to you both for the impact you've had on me personally and on our community, the PACs in F3 Omaha. I think we've got just a lot to be thankful for, as you both mentioned. So awesome. Anything else? Did we miss anything? You feel like we covered kind of the gist of it, or do we leave them with like that CSOP more to come sort of message? I don't know.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Okay. I love it. All right. Let's do a little Nemo here to close us out. I'll start us off. Brandon Fleehardy, 38, the Plague.
Mark Wellwood, 40, Sparty.
Michael Pfluger, 48, Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude, how are you 48 already, man? That's crazy.
I'm 44.
Yeah, that's what I was like waiting for. And I'm like, there's no way the time has gone by that fast. Well, I love you both. I really appreciate you being on today. And again, guys, if you're listening, you're stirred up, you're inspired, reach out, find a third FQ, site Q. Check out the website, but find a way to get plugged in and have that impact. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Love you guys. Take care. Love you.